sister-in-law was over there, Jeremy and her husband, they went down and she worked for the government. Both of them worked for the government after they retired from the Army. Mm-hmm. And then she started calling San Antonio, and I began to look at it, and I realized that we was calling it wrong, San Antonio. Mm-hmm. It's definitely San Antonio, because it's O's on the end.
Mm-hmm. You say, I'm glad I carried my umbrella, because we hadn't gone half a block when it
started to rain.
Okay. And you'd ask someone, what time does the movie, if you wanted to go to a movie, you'd call and ask, what time does the movie?
What time does the picture start?
Okay. What's another word you could use besides start?
I don't know.
You say, what time is it the?
Huh?
What time is it the? Do you ever use the word begin?
Well, you might use when, what time does the picture begin?
Uh-huh. You say, it must have already
started.
Or it must have already, using the other word, it must have already
played.
Or the,
I don't know just how you mean.
Well, using the word begin, you said the movie must have already,
the picture must already begin.
Okay, and 10 minutes ago it.
It began 10 minutes ago.
Okay, and you'd say, say the police came and they didn't arrest just one or two of them. They arrested the, there was some trouble at a party, say the police came and they arrested the,
they arrested the whole kit and caboodle.
Okay.
And that's exactly what I'm saying.
Anything else you say besides kit and caboodle?
Well, no, I don't know. That's what I'd use.
Uh-huh. Did you ever say the whole push?
No, I never used the whole push.
Have you heard that?
Yes, I've heard it, but I don't know where.
What kind of a...
Well, I heard the whole push and caboodle.
Uh-huh.
It'd be used that way. I have heard it used that way.
Do you know where that word comes from or anything?
No, I have no idea. It's a slang word.
Uh-huh. You know how it's spelled? Or have you seen it in writing?
No, I have never seen it in writing. I don't know whether you spell it with K or C or what you would... what you would spell it with. It's just a slang word.
Mm-hmm.
It's not in a dictionary, I don't think.
When young people go out in the evening and move around on the floor to music, do you call that a...
dance.
Okay. Do you ever have a special name for a dance you'd have at home?
Hmm. Well, the dance at a party, I imagine. That's about all I can say about it.
Mm-hmm. And if children get out of school at 4 o'clock, you'd say at 4 o'clock school does what?
I'd say school's out at 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And well, that's what it is.
After vacation, children would ask, when does school
start?
And if a child left home to go to school and didn't show up in school that day, you'd say he...
he skipped school.
And after kindergarten,
he's absent from school or he skipped school.
After kindergarten, you go into the
first grade.
Any old-fashioned name for first grade?
Primary.
And years ago, children sat on benches, but now they sit at
desks.
Desks.
They don't sit on benches anymore. They sit on desks. They sit at a desk.
Uh-huh.
They have chairs. With the, now they even changed it where they have, they sit in chairs and have a little